7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And this week I wanted to talk about how setting these big goals can really help your monkeying and your training leading up to that goal. But before we dive into that, I thought I'd give a quick just kind of state of the monkey update on how things are going with shipping Pocket Monkey, Kickstarters, and just the business in general. So we've shipped out 2 waves of Pocket Monkeys, which we're super psyched. It feels so good to break that seal and start shipping. So around 2,000 have gone out, and over the next few weeks, the remainder of Kickstarter backers, Indiegogo backers, and pre-orders should go out. So if you haven't received yours yet, it should be very, very soon. And we want to thank everyone for being so patient and really just so supportive of all of us monkeys as we've gone through the fulfillment process. It's not easy, but we've learned. This is our third Kickstarter now, and each time we learn so much, and I think we're only going to get better, more efficient, and deliver even faster. So again, thank you to everyone. Also, the Monkey app is currently in beta for the update, which again is based on feedback we've received from the Monkey family. Thank you everyone that's been a beta tester, and really, I'm telling you guys, we've gotten these just epic essays of very helpful, very constructive, very applicable feedback that we've been able to put right into the app. And again, we've built it for you guys, and we've made the updates based on requests that you guys have made. So thank you everyone again. So diving into the topic of setting these goals and then using that goal as kind of an orientation point to lead up to it. And for me, it's always been these physical challenges is what I want to talk about specifically. So over the last several years, basically, since I can really remember, late in high school and beyond, but I've been into these physical challenges. So setting this goal that if I were to try and do it at that very moment that I came up with it, it's unknown of if I could do it, but with training, with time, and with the right preparation, I feel confident that I can achieve it. It's still not 100%, but you're setting yourself up for this high probability of success, which I like. And I also like having to go through that work up to it. But let me give a few examples. So a few years back, I had the goal of climbing El Capitan, which is a cliff in Yosemite. It's just under 3,000 feet tall. And for any, it's been kind of in the mainstream media, news, etc. recently with, there's 2 movies that came out. There was Tommy Caldwell and The Dawn Wall. He was the first person to free climb a route on El Cap called The Dawn Wall. And then probably what most of you have probably seen is Alex Honnold doing the first free solo of El Cap. He climbed a route called Free Rider. And I remember exactly where I was when I heard that that happened. It just, if you're not a climber, it probably looks crazy and insane. But if you are a climber, which I've spent quite a few years, days, months out at the cliffs, if you are a climber, I think it's even more amazing. So I actually haven't seen these movies. My wife had a baby right when they came out. So if you've seen them, you probably know what I'm talking about, but I'm really looking forward to seeing those. But back to the topic. So I set this goal of climbing El Cap. And El Cap is a very large wall. It's a big wall climb. I'd never done anything that big before. And I knew when I set that goal, I was going to have this kind of incremental process leading up to El Cap so that I would have this high probability of success. And so the first year I tried it, it was 2015. That year, it didn't go very well, to be honest. I think we were undertrained, at least from a technical and system standpoint. My partner and I, we were slow, we were inefficient. I didn't feel strong. and we bailed. Basically, we gave up halfway up the route, which, gosh, rappelling off El Cap is almost scarier than climbing it. But anyway, so we got down the bottom, went home. At least I definitely went home with my tail between my legs. But I'd learned so much from that experience. I was able to apply that over the next year, go back in 2016 and make a successful climb of the nose route on El Cap. It's probably my most proud athletic achievement or outdoor adventure achievement so far in my life. But so there was this big failure to start. I'd set this big goal to climb El Cap. It started and kind of undertrained for it, didn't prepare appropriately, failed. What that failure allowed me to do was really understand what I was trying to achieve. And basically from that point on, every climb I did, every time I went to the gym, every run, every monkey workout, it all fit into this puzzle that was leading up to that final climb. And I think for me, setting those big goals, it really helps give you direction and orient you on the day to day. So instead of if I don't have anything on the calendar, if I don't have anything kind of hanging over me, I'm a little more laissez-faire with my training. I'm probably not going quite as hard. I'm not quite as focused. I definitely still train and still train a lot, but the purpose behind it is a little less focused, and I think the training is less effective overall. However, I will say I think it's super important to have these periods of maybe it's a month or 2 months or 3 months, maybe spread out throughout the year, not all in a row, but maybe you do a month kind of around the holidays where you're not really worried about this big goal or big thing hanging over. You're moving, you're training, and you're just enjoying the time. And then maybe again in the summer and then maybe sometime in the late fall. But again, I think these lower intensity, more laissez-faire training periods are useful and very important, but to achieve these bigger goals, you need to be focused and you need to have that point on the map to aim for. And so basically what that does is I can reverse engineer a training program leading up to that goal date. So it's called periodization. It's a pretty standard protocol for strength and conditioning. So you go through several waves where you build up. Maybe you build up for 3 weeks, you deload the fourth week, and then the fifth week, so that would be, again, of that building phase, you would build weeks 5, 6, 7, deload week 8. You can do that all kinds of different ways. You could load for 6 weeks, rest for 2, however you want to do it. But what I did basically for that whole year leading up to the successful LCAP climb, I went through these waves where I would train for, it was typically 3 or 4 week blocks where I would train very hard and each week would get a little bit harder. Then I would go into a deload week and then I would start just a little bit higher from where I left off. So it was this kind of like stair stepping or more of a wave undulating of training that was gradually going up. Like think of like the stock market going up over time. And then leading up to the climb, rested for a couple weeks, just rested my mind, let my nervous system recover, let my body recover. And when we actually did the climb, so we actually failed on our first attempt. So we went up, we got up to a place called El Cap Tower. It's just under halfway. We got up there and we were too slow again. So we rappelled off, but we knew we could do it. So we basically rested the next 24 hours, just laid around in our tents. And then we started at 4:30 in the afternoon, climbed through the night, climbed the whole next day, and we finished it. It's about 1 a.m. where we crawled up the top. So it was like a 31-hour push. So a little longer than we had planned for, but we did it. We were successful. And again, it was really, I think, the result of having this slap in the face failure to start, and then this period of time building up to this initial goal. And another thing about that is, especially in the outdoor realm, whether it's trail running, mountain biking, climbing, skiing, snowboarding, whatever you're doing, I think it's so much more fun for these kind of more adventure sports because it forces you to get out and have more adventures that are quote unquote training days for that final goal. So I climbed a ton leading up to that LCAP climb, and it was things that were fun regardless, but they also fit into that puzzle of their larger goal and the larger picture. So if you want to get out more and you just, for whatever reason, you wake up Saturday morning and you're lacking motivation, I think another skill and technique you can use is setting something. I keep saying hanging over, but I think that really is the feeling. You have this external force pushing on you to get out the door and go for that run, go for the ride, go do the monkey workout, whatever it is you need to do so that you're going to be ready to get the goal done. And I'll kind of start to wrap it up with, for me, these goals, specifically these outdoor goals, they're not so much about setting a PR, or PR being personal record. They're not about being the fastest. It's for me, most of these are just about completing it and not getting injured, staying healthy and having fun. So I think that's a cool mindset to have, just whatever it is you're doing, whether you want to do a marathon or you want to be able to do 10 pull-ups in a row, whatever it is. I think keeping it exciting and adventurous is going to help you, one, achieve it, and two, not burn yourself out. So would love to hear the Monkey Family's thoughts on this topic. What goals are you guys setting? How have you used that to achieve different training goals, adventure goals? How have you changed your training? What is your training like? I'm super curious to hear what other folks are doing. So leave a comment at the bottom. If you're listening on YouTube, send an email. You can send it to elders, ELDERS, at monkey, MONKII.CO. And lastly, if you're listening on iTunes and you're enjoying this, please feel free to leave a review. Always good to get that feedback and lets other monkeys know what they're getting into. So thanks everyone again. Stay wild and monkey on.